America, tonight broadcasting live from Los Angeles. But boy, all the action is really happening in D.C. We've been talking about this now the whole week and part of last week. Pete King, the chairman of the House Home and Homeland Security Committee, of course, holding a hearing today on Muslim radicalization, what's going on with that in this country, according to Pete King and some of the witness testimony, too. It had to be wild. We were talking with Talk Radio News just the other day, and they were telling us how tough it was to get a seat to that thing. In fact, it was Ellen Ratner. We're always so lucky to have her on at the top of the show. Ellen, you mentioned that it was tough to get to a seat to the hearing and how unusual that was. So what was it actually like at this hearing?
Well, it was very, very busy, and it was crowded, sort of standing room only, a big line out the door of people who wanted to get in, that kind of thing. Very, very tough hearing today. And Congressman Ellison, the only Muslim member of Congress, cried when he talked about somebody from 9/11 who had rescued people. Then the sheriff, speaking of L.A., the sheriff from L.A., said, how come we're not talking about the 77 incidents of terrorism committed by non-Muslims in the United States? So it was a Sheila Jackson Lee said that this hearing was actually going to bring Al-Qaeda. This is what Al-Qaeda wanted. It was a very intense and emotional hearing. And then afterwards, Congressman King said his next hearing is going to be about radicalization of Muslims in prison.
Wow, yeah, I heard that as well. And we're going to let you hear, by the way, a lot of sound from what Ellen's talking about coming up around the bend here on ATN. How about the president? I'm going to switch gears quickly on you. You mentioned this to me. Big news. President's going to have a big news conference, and the focus is energy.
Well, yes, the focus is going to be gas prices. As you know, Boehner has been saying some things. Jay Carnegie, the press secretary, hasn't been giving the best of answers. And so I think they probably, Jay Carnegie probably went into his boss and said, hey, boss, you know what? It's time for you to answer some of this directly. So I think that's kind of what happened.
All right, Libya. Everybody always wants to know when they call this show anyway, Ellen, and I'm sure elsewhere, what's happening with Muammar Gaddafi and our reactions to it, and what about the no-fly zone and the latest there?
Well, the president, according to Jay Carney, is still very open to the no-fly zone. Hillary Clinton today, the Secretary of State, said that she was not going to accept any ambassadors from Gaddafi, and in fact, the Libyan embassy was closed. She's going to be going to Tunisia. She's also going to be going to Egypt, and we'll see what happens, but she's going to be very active in this.
Boy, no kidding. And then you mentioned something to me. It seems like every time I'm talking, you're telling me something that the Vice President Joe Biden is doing. Now he's in the middle of something else, and it has to do with trade or something, right?
Well, yes. As you know, the trade association that everybody wants to belong to, the United States is supporting that. However, he said that Russia must deal with corruption if it is going to survive, really, as a country. He was very emphatic about it. And today he actually met President Putin this morning. Well, sorry, former President Putin, now Prime Minister Putin this morning.
Yeah. Wow. We'll see what comes of that. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much for joining. So you heard in that conversation with Ellen, the big thing that happened in Washington today had to be really what took place on the Hill, especially when it came to Pete King, the congressman who pushed hard to have the hearing on the radicalization of Muslims in the United States. And ultimately what King said is that U.S. Muslims themselves are doing very little to help fight terror in America. And knock, knock, wake up, it's time to do something. In his own words, here's Pete King.
I am more convinced than ever that it was the appropriate hearing to hold. I think we broke down a wall of political correctness on an issue which has to be addressed. I think the hysteria and the madness leading up to this hearing did nobody much good. It certainly didn't reflect well on those who were reporting it. I am more convinced than ever that it was the appropriate hearing to hold. I think we broke down a wall of political correctness on an issue which has to be addressed.
All right, not everybody agreed. Here's a couple of quotes. One from Congresswoman Sheila Jackson, Democrat from Texas, who said this hearing today is playing into Al-Qaeda right now around the world, and we are trampling the Constitution by holding this hearing. Also, Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas said, we have to know our enemy, and it's radical Islam, in my judgment. Of course, not going to be solved in a day, and Pete King is taking this a step further, as you heard. He wants to talk about the radicalization of Muslims in prisons. I've had a conversation with the FBI director, Robert Mueller, who point blank said there's huge concern over that when it comes to our penitentiary system. All right, in the meantime, Keith Ellison, who is a congressman from Minnesota, was so shook up by this discussion, by this hearing, that he actually started to cry. He cried because he was talking about a Muslim American who was killed when he responded to the World Trade Center attack back in 2001. Take a listen to what Keith Ellison had to say.
Mr. Hamdani bravely sacrificed his life to try to help others on 9/11. After the tragedy, some people tried to smear his character. Some people spread false rumors and speculated that he was in league with the attackers because he was a Muslim. But it was only when his remains were identified that these lies were exposed.
Wow, Ellison, really emotional, as you could tell throughout that portion of the hearing. Elsewhere, because we're going to punt back to the flyover states in Madison, Wisconsin. Boy, all those people who didn't take showers for weeks on end decided they had to leave. Why? Because the party is over. What happened? Wisconsin lawmakers sent that bill eliminating most collective bargaining rights for the state's public employees unions to Governor Scott Walker on Thursday. So that settled a precedent other states might actually allow in this move to curb union rights. Where do you stand on this? I know in this audience, many of you thought it's ridiculous. As a taxpayer, why should we foot the bill any longer? So what did the bill pass by? 53-42. This has been a three-week standoff, longer than Custer's last stand. Ridiculous. The 14 Senate Democrats that hid in Illinois, that was part of the big problem here, and coming back, now it's all done, basically. And with the conflict playing out day after day after day, it was kind of quiet at the Capitol, just a few stragglers deciding they wanted to still scream and shout about what was happening. All right, we'd be remiss, because we're here in La La Land, not to talk about the nuts in Hollywood, Lindsay Lohan, what's going on with her, and also Charlie Sheen. You can't spend 5 minutes in L.A. without people talking about that. Lohan left the court with a new offer from the judge, and Charlie Sheen decides he wants to sue Warner Brothers and his favorite producer. So we're going to talk about that. On the flip side, also a big dip in the market today. Why? Because they're getting ready for their own wilding, if you will, in Saudi Arabia. So if you've got anything in the market, beware. And how about the NFL? What am I going to do on Sunday if I don't have my football? No Eagles? You're kidding me. That would be the worst thing possible. All right, we're broadcasting live from Zadarovich Estates in Westlake Village in Los Angeles. Stay with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke. Revolutionary microelectronic technology.
Yes.
A small rechargeable battery,
yes,
and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeCIG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCIG.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Big shout out from the castle in Westlake Village to all of you listening across America and beyond our borders too. Jack and the guys down under, how you doing? I know you can't see me during this show because they won't allow any video at the castle, but we'll be back, of course, broadcasting live, doing the chat thing at AmericaTonight.net next week. In the meantime, speaking about the castles, how about castles being destroyed in Libya? Before we talk about the nuts in Hollywood, let's go there for a second. Now this is starting to be drawn out as well. What's going to happen ultimately to Muammar Gaddafi? We've talked about, will there be a military response? And Jay Carney, the White House flack, just kind of tiptoes around it. At this point, you've got the UK and even France jumping in, and I think they want to see something happening here other than staying out of the fray. In fact, earlier in the day, out of D.C., here's what Carney had to say about Gaddafi in Libya.
He has lost all legitimacy in the eyes of his people and of the world.
And who can argue with that? Short and sweet. Legitimately, no, he has none of it. Nothing is happening with Gaddafi other than those who are scared to death to cross him. Hillary Clinton, in the meantime, is on a trip to Tunisia and to Egypt to see what she can find out and what's happening in both of those situations, as we see that the military is waiting and controlling the government at this point in both of those countries until they can actually take a vote. Well, I'd take a vote that I'd like to see the gas prices drop down, because I truly am not in good enough shape to ride my bike to all the spots that I have to ride to, and I don't want to pay. I'm sorry. I know all of you listening in England, Bugs, I know you're shaking your head, but I don't care. I do not want to pay $6 and $7 for a gallon of gas. In Los Angeles, filling up tonight, paying $65, ridiculous, $4.25. Who wants to even pay $4.25? John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, it's not lost on him. He squarely blames this on the Prez. Take a listen.
We'll work to stop government policies that are driving up the price of gasoline.
expand American energy production to lower costs and to create jobs, and promote our all-of-the-above strategy to increase all forms of American energy. The Obama administration has consistently blocked American energy production that would lower costs and create jobs in our country. They've canceled new leases for exploration, jeopardized our nuclear energy industry.
Yeah, I agree with Dana there. He's talking about nuclear energy. We've talked to a couple of people who have, scientists who have said, really honestly, if we went nuclear, if we could go back to more nuclear energy like they do in France, the amount of money one we would save and the alternative there could be incredible for this country, but I don't think you're ever going to convince people to do that. So the president is going to have an energy press conference. Let's hear what he has to say. As you heard Ellen Ratner say at the top from D.C., it'll be focused on the gas prices. Sorry, in America, nobody wants to pay, I'm going to repeat myself, $6 and $7 for a gallon of gas. That's why we don't want to live in the U.K. Great place to visit. And I love Yorkshire pudding. And who wouldn't want to go to Wimbledon? But I'm sorry, I do not want to pay those prices. And neither do any of you, because my inbox is flooded with emails about gas, so you're feeling the pain at the pump. All right, let's get to the nuts in L.A. Lindsay Lohan, what is wrong with this poor little girl? Because to me, she's still like a little girl. I'm telling you, you see her parents, Michael and Dina, and you think, wow, you know, this is why some people just shouldn't be parents. So a judge on Thursday gave Lohan a couple of weeks to consider a deal to end this felony grand theft case. Ridiculous. Remember, she walked away with the necklace. And you know how I feel about the Hollywood movie stars. We could care less on this show because we have bigger things to talk about, bigger fish to fry, more things to vent about, more people to go after, frankly, than a person like Lindsay Lohan. But once again, you're always curious about it. Like you, Rick in Illinois, every single time you call, you want to know what's going on with Lohan. So here I am, right in the bosom of the beast, so to speak, in Los Angeles. And what the Superior Court judge said, a guy named Keith Schwartz, he said that she's got to do something here or he's going to level her with some kind of sentence. If she agrees to plead guilty or no contest in the case, and he would keep the terms basically confidential, and then he'll decide what to do there. Right now, this is bound for a preliminary hearing. That means more paparazzi, all the nonsense on April 22nd, and it would go before another judge who would decide if there's enough evidence for Lohan to stand trial, can you imagine, or actually be sent to jail for violating probation in another one of the crazy cases. So let's see what she decides to do. Will she accept the offer or not? And just one last thing on this. During the hearing on Thursday, Schwartz basically said that he would reject the plea deal that included the guaranteed sentence. And remember, this all involves that $2,500 necklace. Do you think she knew she had it around her neck when she walked out of the store? I don't know that we will really ever know the answer to that. All right, all the world wants to know about Charlie Sheen. So Charlie Sheen, you know, every day it's a different thing with him. It's, you know, news at 5, video, tape of whatever he's doing on YouTube. And his war now, though, is really heated up against Warner Brothers and the executive producer of 2.5 Men because he's filing a $100 million lawsuit. And that lawsuit is to get back his salary and the salary that the show's cast and crew would have been paid. So specifically, you're talking about a breach of contract lawsuit alleging that production was halted on the sitcom to punish Sheen for his behavior. That included a couple of hospitalizations in the last couple of weeks. And like I said, you see how it's all playing out, so we know. But Sheen's saying that this is a personal vendetta that they have against him, especially the executive producer, Chuck Lorre. So where does this lawsuit go? He's trying to help out the cast, and if you've paid attention lately, the cast, members of the cast are sticking up for him. And punitive damages, that could, honestly, it could be a winnable thing. They'd have to go through the contracts and pick out what happened there. Because if you remember, he showed up to work and basically was told, oh, well, we're not doing the show any longer. So he may have a leg to stand on, believe it or not. How crazy is that? But I think it's winnable. Honestly, I think it's a winnable deal. All right, in the meantime, a couple of quick hits for you before we skedaddle. And one of them is this crazy thing. We've talked about bees before and, you know, the decline in bees. So you say, well, who cares? You know, no bee stings, and especially if you have children or you're allergic to bees. But the UN pretty alarmed at the huge decline in the bee numbers. So you say, well, why would they be concerned about that? Think about it for 2 seconds. Because of pollution. They're saying that with this decline in bee colonies, you've got an onslaught, basically, of pests and pollution. And this is a big problem internationally. Who knew? Do you believe the numbers they're saying? They're saying ranging up to 85% in some areas. And it's taking its toll in the Northern Hemisphere. They say it's because of pesticides, that air pollution again. Also, they've got a parasite that they're pinning this on. And, again, why do we care? Well, in the United States, you do care about the loss of bees because of the flowering of the plants and ultimately what it does to the world's food supply. Because if you look at it, you got about 100 crop species that maybe provide 90% of the world's food, and over 70, who knew this, over 70 are pollinated by bees. Do you believe it? And you look in the store and see what the cost of honey is, and that has shot up tremendously. All right, speaking of shooting up, quickly this, if you're paying attention to the money side of things, remember I told you to be careful. I don't give financial advice, but I did say this, be careful about what's happening in Saudi Arabia. Because of the stocks and the stock market tanked, the Dow Jones was down 200 points. We're kicking the can down the road here in L.A. Voices, all of you sounding off in the last couple of shows that's coming up around the bend.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
That it would happen after the hidden camera sting, that's what it's being called, when you had a top executive at NPR, Ron Schiller, slamming the Tea Party, calling him racist, and then went on to just say a whole bunch of crazy things. That was caught on tape. That ended the reign of the NPR CEO, Vivian Schiller, who made so many mistakes, the first one being with Juan Williams and his firing. That was crazy. So the pressure was on. But once the video, once this scandal broke, and you're talking about Congress debating whether to pull the money out of National Public Radio, it was inevitable she was going to go. So she just quit. She had to get out. She had to leave. The pressure was just too much after that. And I'll tell you what, if I was anyone connected with NPR, I would say good riddance. She's done a terrible job heading that up. Terrible. In not back, you know, in not dealing with the consequences head on. And at issue, really, forget about the whole personal thing, but the issue about taxpayers funding public broadcasting, it's not about, what they're doing in their shop and how they might talk out of both sides of their mouth or not, and how some of the programming is good and whatever. And is it unfair who they fire and hire and what they talk about? And is there a slant or is there no slant or whatever? It's just about affordability. And I think there is, this is the first time, and that's why she's done. I mean, NPR was going to dump her. That's why she's definitely, that's why she stepped aside. Because there is a great concern that this may happen. The funding might get cut from public radio. And the stations get about 10% of their funding from the government. Then you've got, so you've got federal, state, and local government that also would kick in another 6%. And that's more than half of the station's revenue that comes from, listener contributions and corporate sponsorships. You know, you've seen the telethons and whatnot. But you still have that money that the, what they would call seed money or money they count on that they need that would be missing. It is an interesting question. Should public broadcasting be supported by the government, especially when we're drowning in the debt? Should it be cut off? It's been threatened before in the past. Never has it happened, though. Never has it happened. But when you have the axe out and you got to swing the axe somewhere, there is radio that you don't have to pay for. 800-259-5791. All right, let's go out to many of you that are listening to us, including David in Texas. Hey, David.
How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Have you ever seen the movie Air Force One?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I think. I think Jack, even though he's supposedly ineligible, we got an ineligible one right now in the office anyway, so putting another one in there that actually loves this country would do us very, very well. And, you know, if that didn't work, you know, you could be president. I always call you Madam President anyway. And if you didn't want to run for all the headache, you and Jack could be my advisors, and I'll run.
I love it. You know what I love about you suggesting that? That you think it's actually possible that one, an Australian could become president, or that I could become president, or even you could become president, when all three of us could not become president in the way things operate in this country. None of us have a law degree, and none of us have the fundraising.
It's not required, from what I understand. You don't have to have a law degree.
You don't. You don't, but you know what? Pretty much we know the path to who's been president, a lot have had law degrees. That's what I'm saying. I mean, what I like about you suggesting it, though, David, seriously, mm-hmm. I mean, all kidding aside, and I asked the question for those of you who just tuned in, okay, so we see that Obama's approval ratings are on the rise. If you had to pick someone right now to be in the office, and even if you like Obama and you think he should stay, who would you, you know, would you keep him in or who would you put in there? Who do you think should run? I like the idea that you think the everyday person could get in there. I mean,
everyday person?
We're everyday people.
You and Jack are not everyday people. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but you and Jack are not everyday people. You guys are fabulous radio talk show hosts, and you actually talk about the point and get it out there to where people will, as our famous friend, who's no longer on TV, and I don't know why, but Arsenio Hall used to always say, things that make you go,
Yeah, I like that. Things that make you go,
Exactly.
I think the one thing we did see in the midterm elections is that, you know, every once in a while someone can come out of nowhere and they can make it a race. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and not every Republican made it to the with the new Senate and House, but majority of them did because people were tired of the Democrats trying to block good things going on. Now, I personally don't I'm registered as a particular party, but I don't, you know, to this day, I don't vote either party. I vote what's
the issue, the person.
Well, no. I look at the record and see about how they can get things done, and if they get it done, great, and if they don't, well, you know, they don't get my vote. I personally did not vote for the idiot we got in office now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I voted. A lot of people give me grief because I voted for Palin. Mm-hmm. I didn't vote for McCain. I didn't vote for the idiot we got now, but I did vote for Palin. And a lot of people are like, why would you want that goofy,
answer that question. That's a good question. Why did you want Palin? Why did you like Palin?
Well, you know, she believes in keeping our gun rights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She believes in the First Amendment. And she, I think that it's right now it's biased over women being in the presidency. And I don't have a problem with it, but there's a lot of older generation, older than you and me and Jack, that don't believe it's time for there to be, as they put it, a skirt in the office. You know, if there was a skirt in the office, as they put it, female, there would be less wars because people would be very afraid. Especially if they had a midlife crisis or something like that, or the time of the month came. Good Lord, don't piss them off then. Do not make your women mad at any one of those points. You do that, the heck with it. The nuke's going over there, and it'll be the end of everything. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I really don't.
Listen, I agree with you there. I agree that a lot of people think it's ridiculous that there hasn't been a female president. You look at Chile, you look at Thatcher in the UK, you look at other women in other countries that have been elected, and how come we haven't had a woman?
We haven't had a woman. 200 years, come on.
Right, we haven't had a woman. Absolutely, I agree with that.
And there's nothing really wrong with that. That's gender bias right there.
Right.
You know, put a woman in there for vice president. Put a woman in there for president. It ain't gonna hurt. It'll probably be better because you know how. And believe me, I'm all male, but you know, I don't have a problem. I would, if I were back there back in the day when they did the women's lib stuff and you know, the burning the ball and all that good stuff. Believe me, I would, and I'm a straight man, by the way, but I would be going for, I would support, and I still do. I mean, I do now, but I mean, back then I would support women's rights, and I would have said, hey, let's put a woman in the office. I mean, they're sitting at home. You know, some of them are homemakers. They sit at home and they keep a nice house. Some of them do. I've seen this happen. I've seen a woman go to school, work a full time job, take care of elderly parents, and clean a house.
Yeah.
And you know, you guys do so much, and y'all are trained to do that.
Multitaskers. Women are better multitasking than men are. So wouldn't that make for a better president? Because you don't have testosterone coursing through your body, and you can do it all, as David would say. David, you're a funny guy. Thanks for the call. We enjoyed it. Coming up, we're going to take some more calls. I promise. We're going to bang through them next on ATN.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rifle through this so everybody gets a turn. So let's all play nice. How about Tomas in Michigan? He knows how to play nice. Hey, Tomas, you're in line first. What's up?
I hate dogs, and I hate multitasking, and that's how I play nice. Yeah, anyway, you know, I just hope that you can take advantage of tomorrow night, Kay. Tomorrow night, Saudi Arabia may very well be literally on fire.
No
kidding.
That's
when they're going to have that big nationwide demonstration.
Right.
And you know what? Literally, you will have one of the longest, biggest radio talk shows probably in the world at the same time this is going on. So, you know, I'm going to be listening, and I hope maybe you can get somebody in Saudi Arabia, you know, or some contacts. You know, you got a lot of contacts in the FBI and stuff. And because I tell you what, if that goes crazy over there, and they go Muammar Gaddafi on their people, and they may have to, because think about it, half the population in Saudi Arabia is women, at least, and they are totally pissed off with Islam.
Yep.
Okay, and then then there's a huge percentage that are servants and stuff. They're not even Muslim, or, you know, and then there's a lot of Saudis that want to join, the 21st century, you know, and you can't buy them with money, you know, because they already got all kinds of money.
Right.
You know, remember the king went over there and started saying he was going to spend like $43 billion. do, but what are you going to do? How are you going to do it? They're all millionaires. Even their little kids are millionaires.
Right, so it doesn't matter.
What they want is they want the same individual freedom they see on American TV.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's starting to spread. Absolutely. I agree with that. It's starting to spread.
And so I'll be listening tomorrow. I know you know a lot about the stock market, too. You know, it might be good
careful.
To have, you know, some commentary on that because, you know, you said it again and again. It's Saudi Arabia that goes down the drain. Prices of gasoline are going to go up to heaven.
They are. You're right. We're all going to be walking. You're right. That's what's going to happen. If in fact Saudi Arabia goes crazy, we'll see if it does. I've heard that despite a lot of the rumors that's going to happen, it might not. But I think King Abdullah is very, very, and he should be very worried about it. Because he would
lose
a grip.
Kate. You have a good night.
All right, you too. He'd lose a grip on his kingdom. He doesn't want it. He's very nervous. He doesn't want to see happening in Saudi Arabia what's been happening in Tunisia and in Egypt and now in Libya. Or also Iran, too. That he's trying to head that off as the best he can. And I think Tomas made a great point. It's if everybody's got the same piece of the pie, it's not about that anymore. As far as the finances are concerned, it's not about that. It's about seeing, looking, and wanting the freedoms that somebody else has. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah. This congressman in New York is going to start hunting for Muslims or something.
Yeah, he's not really hunting for Muslims. Boy, if he was, that would be bad. He's already under fire for what he's doing. That what's happening is he's probably risking some serious alienation because he's holding a hearing. He's the chairman of it anyway. He's holding a hearing on the radicalization of Muslims in the United States. And really, it's that whole, it's Muslim American communities is what he's saying. He's saying it's a problem because they're not cooperating with law enforcement people. And so they've got this hearing Thursday where they're going to have some parents testify as to what happened with their kids who did become radicalized and tried to kill people.
Well, we got that here in the United States. These criminals, you know, they don't form to the laws.
But you know what? You're right. I mean, what about criminals that would rip off a bank or blow up? But here's the difference. The difference is going into an area like Times Square and just wanting to screw with innocent people, just kill them, slaughter them in the name of Allah, right? I mean, because that essentially is what we're saying. Or to blow up the president's house and a chunk of gas or down building in Dallas or the subway system or, you know, wherever it might be. That's the difference. That's the difference. And not caring if you get caught or you blow yourself up, essentially, if you rig yourself up and not some package or whatever. So that's the difference.
Well, I just wonder what he thinks he's going to accomplish by hunting them down or trying to find some or I don't know. I don't understand.
I don't know.
At all.
You know, it's interesting. I looked up some statistics on this since we knew Pete King was going to have this hearing. Only 4 of the homegrown plots since 9/11 actually progressed to an attack in the United States. And the most notable one was Major Hassan killing 13 people in Fort Hood, Texas.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one, I'm sure.
I don't know what he did. What the end game is going to be, what he thinks he's going to accomplish by.
Well, he thinks he's going to make the awareness, have the cooperation and say, okay, so let's try to have more people call in, give tips, work in the Muslim American community together to get rid of homegrown terrorism. And good luck trying to snuff out homegrown terrorism. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah. You could just call on your neighbor you hate and turn him in.
Exactly.
Doing something. So, but that poor guy there in Texas, Moses Palin, I want to put him in a Charlie Sheen camp.
I was waiting for you to say that.
I mean, he makes much of sense as she does when they start babbling off about something. I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, poor David. Leave David alone. He did make a point, though, Ricky. Didn't he say, how come we can't have a skirt in the Oval Office?
Well, most women probably don't want to run with their families through that stuff.
Well, you know what? You're right. There are a lot of women that wouldn't want that job because of family pressures and whatever other reasons. But there have been women that have run on the vice presidential ticket. And, of course, Hillary Clinton ran. She wanted to be president, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Would you want that job? Would you want that job?
Would I?
Yeah.
Yes.
You would want to be president of the United States.
Yeah, I could use a common sense approach.
You could. That's true. You could use the common sense approach. But the problem is eventually people would start to say that you weren't doing something right because you're never going to please all the people. We know that.
Yeah, I know. But, I just cut out all this stuff and waste the money on, spending stuff on, eliminate this stuff, concentrate on America first, get it back up, running again, what I do.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if we're drowning in debt, you got to start to realize, wow, we can't keep throwing our coin around.
No. Anyway, just waiting on to see what happens to old Kuwait and Saudi Arabia tomorrow.
Yeah.
If that really happens or what's going to happen or something.
Yeah, and I've heard mixed things. I have a pretty good contact in the Pentagon. They've been talking about it. And as you can imagine, I mean, everybody's talking about it. And I hear there's a chance that maybe it doesn't explode. And as I mentioned, the king before, he's trying desperately to make sure that doesn't happen. But hey, people, he doesn't have reign over the people in a sense, but he cannot tell them what to do really, because if they want to protest, it's going to explode just like it has in all these other countries.
Yeah. You know, like I say, you got that Muslim Brotherhood over there agitating everybody. They're the ones behind all this stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I see they're going to release, going to get an oil reserve tap into that, but that's only going to last 2 months. Then what are we going to do?
Then we're going to start riding our bikes, and all that obesity is going to go down.
There you go.
That might be what happens. Hey, thanks, Rick. Just a reminder to everybody listening, we've been talking about it. Brand new deal here. And you can be a part of it. You can join my team. And my team is AmericaTonightTeam.com. Isn't that easy to remember? AmericaTonightTeam.com. If you want to fight obesity, if you want to fight diabetes, if you want to fight psoriasis even, go there. Check it out. Don't go to the prescription drugs. There's a way to combat what ails you. Check it out.